Wrestling match here. You got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leather. You got your own. You got everything that you've ever wanted.
The cone starts hitting May's jump time, and Cepeda and Flavor at it, and Cepeda gets it a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl.
Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Ow! Love that money.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you ready for a good time?
It's time for the Taco Man.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. I am Johnny Taco. I'll be joined in a couple of minutes by my all-stars, Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attacchi on Straight Up. Couldn't be a better day of NFL playoff games, folks. I mean, talk about thrillers and get up. It all boiled down to the quarterbacks. I mean, didn't it? I mean, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Alex Smith, Carson Palmer. I mean, the two best quarterbacks are going to win no matter what, right? Well, maybe not so. Lots of things to talk about. We'll talk the college football championship, of course. Alabama upsetting Clemson. Wow, that was a bit of a stunner. Everybody thought number one Clemson was going to roll to the national championship. The combat sports segment tonight brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. We'll talk about the WBC heavyweight title on the line tonight, the IBF heavyweight title. There's so many heavyweight champions out there, it's sickening. Straight up, lots of things to talk about, as well as the NBA baseball. Major League Baseball is happening as well. 1-800-878-7529. That was 1-800-878-7529. Our guests will include the great John Oliver. Our guests will include Larry Wilmer. Our guests will include Charles Jay. Our guests will also include the great coach, John Johnson. Lots of things to talk about. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, a.k.a. Taco Man Radio, is live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and AFN Radio.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website
for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
It's time for Coach's Corner with Johnny Tacco and Coach John Johnson, former Ohio State backfield coach, here on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition.
The coach is in the house. Coach, and Alabama upset Clemson. You and I thought Clemson would win, but you thought and you wanted deep in your heart for Alabama to win, and they won. It was a stunning, one of the better championship games in a long time.
Yeah, I really, though, if you check the tape from last week, I thought Alabama would win.
I'm sorry.
But the thing about it is,
check the tape.
It wasn't what I thought was going to make them win that made them win. This line of scrimmage was kind of a tie, I guess you would say. And, you know, whoever made the great call, with the onside kick. And, you know, there was just some big plays that were made that made the difference in the game. But I'm really happy they won for Nick's sake. And Mel Tucker, their defensive back coach, is a great friend. He used to coach here at Ohio State, and so I was really happy for them. And also from Dabo's standpoint, you know, I think it's really very hypocritical and a very negative thing that, you know, here's a guy that makes $5 million a year, but he's against the athletes who are causing him to get $5 million a year to get any type of extra compensation. So F him.
Not even lifelong medical care if you get injured.
Oh man, it's a disgrace. You know what's happening. You know, and yeah, we had a long discussion about that the other day about mm-hmm. These kids that get hurt and something should be there to take care of them or help them when they get older. But they're at this point in time haven't done anything like that. So
okay. What do you think we have to look forward to in college football 2016? I mean, Ohio State's going to be up there, probably in the top 10. But I mean, who else? Who are going to be the powerhouses, you think, for the upcoming year? I know we're just 1 week past the 1 week removed from watching Alabama upset Clemson. But what do you think? What's going to happen? You're a guy that's always thinking ahead.
Well, most of the top programs, they reload. It's just like right now we got some kids that are just so anxious to get to show what they can do, and we've got 18 kids maybe going in the draft, the largest ever, and maybe the most for first round draft choices. And from a recruiting standpoint, it's positive. From you tell these kids, hey, look, you come to Ohio State, you're going to end up going to the NFL, but we're not the only ones who reload. Alabama's going to reload. I know Clemson has a lot of people coming back. The top teams are, going to end up still being the top teams.
So it's all about the recruiting right now. Coach Meyer will start going out in a couple of weeks, or if he hasn't already, and started to recruit guys?
He recruits every day. Recruits every day. You're not allowed to. There's like a 15-day period from mid-December until, or really maybe a month period. They call it a dead period where they're not allowed to contact them verbally or go see them. But they're able to text them and talk to them. So you know, that's what they do during that time. And,
you mean
and
sort of like a sort of like how a super PAC backs one of these presidential candidates without doing so out front. Right.
Yeah, no doubt. But now they are. I know Ohio State this weekend had a couple top recruits coming in. So, you know.
Ohio State backfield coach, of course, John Johnson's our guest. And John, I got to ask you the dream. Now, we've got a guys that are turning pro. They're going to be drafting the NFL from the Buckeye team. Who's going to go first? If your imaginary draft were right now, who are the Ohio State players that are going to get drafted this year, and what order would they go?
Well, Joey Bosa, you know, right now they're saying he's going to be the first pick in the draft, period. You know, Zeke Elliott is a great running back in every category, from run the ball to blocking to catch the ball and so on and so forth. And we have a kid named Darren Lee that could end up being like Ryan Sagier. You know, he's extremely quick and so on. Adolphus Washington is a outstanding defensive lineman. You know, so I'd say those would be, you know, maybe my first four. But there's a lot after that too. Michael Thomas who's Keyshawn Johnson's nephew, is an outstanding wide receiver. So, you know, right now it looks like we might have 17, 18 kids going. So the list is long.
I got about a minute and a half left here. Deontay Wilder, is he a good fighter?
Yeah, he's a good fighter. He's always got that element of that big
right hand,
straight right hand punch, but I thought that guy kid tonight was doing really well. I thought it was a very close fight.
But, Coach, if that guy could do really well and that guy's not really all that much, what does that say about Mr. Wilder?
Well, it says that kid fought smart and kind of tricked him, and Wilder let him, which I don't know why, because you think that his people that are training him, he let him keep his right foot outside of his left foot and have the proper angle, you know, for a southpaw to fight against an orthodox fighter, and so he didn't fight smart in that sense.
Coach, you know what
I say? But I say he knocks Tyson Fury out if that happens.
You know what I say about being 6'7" and fighting?
What's that?
I would never lose. I would never.
I know. It's just amazing.
Give me a 6'7" body and let me have the skills that I have, and I would never have. Oh my God, never have lost. Anyway, yeah. Deontay Wilder gets licked by Tyson Fury though. Or if Tyson Fury beats.
No. Deontay Wilder knocks his big old slow ass out.
Okay, that's be interesting. Him and Vladimir Klitschko are going to fight again in April. What's happening there?
I don't know. Boring.
Hey, now let's be honest. I'm going to bring you back in time now. Of course, 1990, Buster melted down Mike Tyson, but Buster in that era of Tyson, those guys, could these guys today have beaten those guys?
Maybe just like you said, if Wilder was
his
size. I was talking today about Henry Akawande, and you know, he's very similar to that. And was a lot better fighter than he ever got credit for, and got screwed by main events and what was the judge's name that became a referee when he he disqualified him in the world championship fight for holding.
Oh, I don't remember. That's slipping my mind right now. Anyway, Coach, say hello to Buster Douglas. You and I are going to talk boxing tomorrow on Ring Talk.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
All right, I'll see you at 2 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Coach John Johnson, Sunday on Sports Byline. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America, the panel. That's right. Myself, Johnny Taco, Dominic Jimenez, Zach Attack Young will take on the great Charles J. We're going to throw questions at the genius of geniuses, Mr. Charles J., in this next segment. If you got a question for him, you can pipe in as well, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. 7529. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, and his All-Stars for 2 hours. Saturday night, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, live from the West Coast. But we are sick and tired of hearing your song, telling how you were gonna change right from wrong. 'Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't done nothing.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
So you called me up last night and invited me to have dinner with you and Lamont, knowing Lamont wouldn't be here. Right or wrong?
Well, it could be right and it could be wrong. For me to know and for you to find out.
I'm right.
You found out.
Pour the wine.
Let's have a little kiss first.
Oh, but wouldn't you prefer the taste of wine on my lips?
Well, I like to try it both ways. See, I'm a comparison kisser.
Fred, the door. Fred, huh? The door.
I'd rather kiss you.
No, Fred, someone's knocking on it.
It's all right. They're knocking from the other side.
Oh. Fred, stop it. No. Answer the door.
Shut up, door. Who is it? Esther who?
You know Esther who. Open the door, fool.
I can't open the door.
Why not?
You too ugly.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Before I bring in the genius of geniuses, Mr. Charles Day, of course, that's his theme music, Got to Give It Up by Mr. Marvin Gaye, of course. When you talk about the NFL playoffs, it's all about the quarterbacks, right? I mean, that's what it boils down to. Aaron Rodgers, Carson Palmer, Alex Smith, or Tom Brady. Dominic Jimenez, tell me about the battle of the quarterbacks, Tom Brady and Alex Smith.
AFC, the Patriots won 27-20. Alex Smith puts up 50 attempts in a losing effort. Not exactly what the Chiefs wanted to do there.
Tom Brady throwing for 302 yards. And what happened over there in Arizona?
Despite another amazing Hail Mary to tie the game at the end of regulation by Aaron Rodgers, the Carson Palmer-led Arizona Cardinals win 26-20 in overtime.
Zach Attack, what's happening down south as far as Carson, California? Who's coming? The Raiders aren't coming.
Right. Well, the Raiders may come. And actually, the Rams have officially relocated to Inglewood, and they're going to have a tenant in their building. Right now, it looks like the Chargers, but if the Chargers don't do it, the Chargers don't go along with that, then it will be the Raiders. But we at least got the L.A. Rams back.
Those are my all-stars. Of course, Johnny Talkin is all-star, Zach Dad Young, and Dominic Jimenez. Now we bring in the man himself, Mr. Charles Day, Mr. PlaysByJay.com. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, baby, what's going on?
Nothing. My guys are ready to put you on the spot, man. As you know, we are the genius of geniuses. Tell us, what were the keys? First of all, what were the keys to the Green Bay game? Was it just a luck thing down towards the end or what?
A luck thing down toward the end? You mean a Hail Mary at the
end?
Yeah,
and all that kind of stuff.
Well, first of all, Aaron Rodgers, you know, they were really depleted in the receiver department because, as most people are aware, you know, Jordy Nelson was lost in the preseason. Devontae Adams was not available for this game. And then Randall Cobb got injured and had to leave the game. So, you know, this was a guy, you know, they were almost running on fumes here. And I'll tell you, you know, what I was thinking toward the end of the game was, wow, you know, Carson Palmer, a guy who's never won a playoff game, you know, he kind of starting to freeze under the circumstances, you know, getting picked in the end zone and all that. You know, I said, wow, this is going to be another one of those games where, you know, the guy with the playoff experience comes through. And it looked like for a second there, he was going to do it. Just, you know, you just can't believe when a guy has thrown a Hail Mary already to win a game this season, as Rodgers did at Detroit, that he does so yet again. Almost does so. At least puts the game into overtime with a Hail Mary. And he did it. And to add a little more drama to it, the catch, you know, they had to review the catch. It was Jeff Janis that made the catch. And it didn't look, well, it looked like the possession was questionable, you know, in the end zone because the Arizona defenders were, you know, trying to knock the ball out, you know, before he had established himself with both feet on the ground, et cetera, et cetera. But they finally did uphold it. So now Green Bay, you figure, you know, or Arizona, you figure kind of deflated. I don't know if you watched this game or not, but basically coming right out of the chute in overtime after, by the way, they had to reflip the coin.
Why?
Palmer, I'm sorry?
Why did they have to reflip the coin?
Well, it kind of went up as like a knuckleball, you know, where it didn't even rotate, and I guess, and it came down. So that, I guess that wasn't considered a legitimate flip. So they flipped it again. Arizona got the ball. And literally right out of the chute, I mean, Palmer's on a play where he's, you know, he's moving right. And he throws the ball, you know, it's very rare that these guys will throw a football cross field, okay? Because defenders are so quick, they can get over there and you know, you're throwing the ball a long way. But he found Fitzgerald wide open, and it went for 75 yards down to the 4-yard line. And then what they did is they did a shovel pass to Fitzgerald for the winning touchdown, and that was it. So Green Bay never got the ball in overtime.
Interesting. Charles J is with us. Dominic, go for it.
Hey, Charles, with the failed coin toss, the 4th and 20 from their own 5, and then the Hail Mary, have you ever seen quite an amazing maybe 10 minutes of real-time football, let alone playoff football?
It was really bizarre. I mean, you gain 61 yard. I think it was a 61 yard play on that 4th and 20 for Green Bay. You know, You know, this reminded me, you know what this reminded me of a little, when Green Bay won the Super Bowl, what was that, 4 years ago, maybe? Is that 4 years or maybe 5 years now? Where, you know, seemingly everyone on their roster was injured, and they won it anyway. And here, you know, they're losing receivers left and right. I mean, look at the three top receivers for them in this game. I'm looking at the box score right now. Jeff Janis, Jared Abradaris, and Richard Rodgers were the three top receivers. Something that you'd figure, look at you'd have like a James Jones, a Randall Cobb, and well, of course, Devontae Adams was out of the game. So I guess you could say that Rodgers really made do with what he had. And, you know, there's obviously something to that whole.
Whoa, I think we lost Charles J. there. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network all across America, all around the world. Of course, this is Sports Over in America, the weekend edition. I'm joined by my all-stars, of course, Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young. And, of course, losing the J-man there. We'll get him back in just a second. Go back to the scores. Green Bay coming up short in overtime, 26-20. Carson Palmer pulling it out, man. Arizona now 14-3 on their way to meet who else? New England. That's right. New England was the winner today, 27-20. And when you had to boil it down to betting on Tom Brady or Alex Smith, I mean, come on. Would you bet on punk-ass Alex Smith against Tom Brady in the playoffs? You'd have to be out of your mind. Dominic, they'd have to put a gun to my head to get me to bet on Alex Smith over Tom Brady in the playoffs.
Yeah, and Tom Brady would literally be down to, you know, some practice squad players only around him for me to bet against Tom Brady in that situation.
Okay. Charles Jay is back with us, of course, coming to us from Florida. Plays by Jay's website, Plays by J-A-Y, PlaysByJay.com. And Charlie,
I don't know where I left off. I was cut off, I guess, in the middle of something.
Well, the bottom line was you said Charles J. and then you disappeared, so we didn't know where you went. We said he must have went to the bathroom. We thought you pulled a Hillary Clinton. You went to the bathroom and didn't come back. Just kidding. We're talking about the scores, of course, 26-20, Arizona, Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer taking on. It'll be him and Tom Brady next week hooking it up?
No. It'll be the winner of the Seattle-Carolina game.
Seattle-Carolina game. Now, of course, Seattle going with Russell Wilson, and, of course, Cam Newton on the part of the Panthers. Zach, who do you like there? The Panthers?
In that game? That's a tough one, honestly. You know what? I think I still like the Seahawks in that game. I'm just not really a believer in the Panthers. I think that, you know, they haven't had a lot of playoff experience, and I think that'll show tomorrow.
What's the line on that, Jay?
Well, I'm looking at right now for Carolina 2 with a total of 44. So, you know, other people might have something a half point either way.
And what's the other game? What's the line on the other game?
With the Steelers and the Broncos?
Yeah.
Well, I got 7.5, Denver 7.5 and 41. So,
is Peyton Manning going to play?
Peyton Manning's the starter, yeah. Ben Roethlisberger is slated to play for Pittsburgh. And, of course, there's a lot of question as to what he can actually do throwing the football. He was out there throwing on Friday. He did not throw earlier in the week, but he was out there on Friday, and he threw the ball as best he could. They said he looked good. But with the kind of injury that he has, which essentially is a shoulder separation, a mild shoulder separation, where there's some damage to the ligaments. I don't know how far he can throw the ball. I don't know how much velocity he can throw it, or whether he's got to alter his motion a little bit. He said earlier in the week that, you know, if he couldn't get the ball downfield 25 or 30 yards, he was hurting his team. So, but, you know, he's also the kind of guy that if there's any way he can get out there and play, he's going to play. And God, Pittsburgh, you know, he's going to be without the top receiver, Antonio Brown, who got knocked out last week in the game. And D'Angelo Williams, his injury is not healed enough for him to play. So, that's your starting running back and your top wide receiver out of the game.
Interesting. Charles J., what about the Peyton Manning and his wife getting human growth hormone in the mail? Now, if she was getting human growth hormone, she'd be talking like, Mr. Ed, my name is Mr. Come on, that wasn't for her.
Maybe. I mean, there's...
Maybe.
There's,
come on, Charlie. We've done investigative journalism.
I have no idea. He is considering litigation. Al Jazeera apparently went bankrupt.
No, Al Jazeera couldn't make it in the U.S. because of the anti-Muslim sentiment. It was a great news service. I used to watch it.
Well, I think they're going bankrupt, and he's going to decide after the season, whenever that ends, whether he's going to file a lawsuit or not. Obviously, this involves other athletes too, so who knows what they're going
to
do.
You want to stick around for another segment? Or you want to go to bed?
Bed.
Well,
I'm
right.
Not done analyzing games yet.
Exactly. Charles Day is going to stick with us for a little while. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. The website's called PlaysByJay.com. That's PlaysByJay.com. More with Charles Day, Johnny Taco, and the All-Stars after the break. Open phone lines, though, coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, Sports Byline, Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Yeah. Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has a music buddy and a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Woo, baby.
That was Peyton Manning's wife answering the door. Did you hear her? Yeah, just like Mr. Ed. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Overnight America. Sounds like a little Richard there. You are tuned to the only live network show, live from the left coast, of course, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, AFN Radio, and about 1,000 different other internet platforms. The bottom line is, we thank you for spending some time with us tonight. We have on the line the man with from Plays by Jay, that's PlaysByJay.com, Mr. Charles Jay. Of course, my all-stars are with me, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez. And Zach, you had a question for the J-Man. Roll with it.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to know what you think of the Carolina game. I don't think we really got your view on who should be favored in that.
Well, I think Carolina should be favored, but, Seattle's getting a lot of respect here. I haven't even really made my final decision on which side I would go with. I'm kind of leaning toward the under here, though. Here's an astounding statistic for Seattle. And maybe this has been widely reported, but I haven't seen it. In Seattle's last six games on the road, all of which they have won, and all but one, I believe, they've covered, they have allowed a total of one offensive touchdown to the opposition. That's six games. 43 points total, 201 yards per game. They've allowed 459 rushing yards over their last eight games overall. That's dominant defense. From an offensive standpoint, you know, I'd kind of throw out last week's game. That's a bit of an anomaly in minus whatever, you know, degree temperature that they were working in. The Marshawn Lynch factor is kind of strange because you have to wonder whether ultimately they actually might be better off without him in the lineup.
Why don't you explain to the listeners what the Marshawn Lynch factor is?
Well, Lynch has not played in the last eight games. He had an abdominal injury. He's had what they call sports hernia surgery. And it looked like he was going to play last week. He was practicing, and the coach, Pete Carroll, thought he was going to be ready for a full workload. But on the day they were going to leave, they hopped on the flight to Minneapolis. Lynch himself essentially took himself out of the game and didn't even get on the flight. So, once again, he's been practicing this week. This time he did get on the flight or did get on the bus or whatever it was, you know, and apparently he's going to play. He said he's ready to play. You know, he's a guy who I just don't think this thing has been right with him from the beginning. He averaged 3.8 yards a carry. Other guys in the lineup have done better. You know, that means the offensive line is doing its job, but I don't know that they get hurt all that much if he's not in there. In fact, in the seven regular season games he missed, Russell Wilson, 24 touchdown passes, one interception. It gives you an idea of which way the offense is, you know, focusing these days in Seattle.
Lynch has still got bad blood over the Super Bowl last year. He's still upset over that.
I think Lynch probably, you know, these are the kinds of things that you start hearing in the next offseason and, you know, things kind of get revealed. I believed that Lynch was probably a little bit bitter about, yes, that, and also the fact that I think this franchise sees Russell Wilson as its face, wanted to give Wilson the biggest contract out of any quarterback in the NFL. While Lynch himself, who was kind of getting close to that point where running backs hit the wall, so to speak, was not getting a big offer. So he was, I just think there's been an attitude.
Dominic.
You know, and, of course, people who remember last season remember that he held out for quite some time in training camp. So, I don't think there's any question that Marshawn Lynch will no longer be a member of this team come March.
Dominic, the Seminary Coffee Shop over in Oakland, California, closes doors after 34 years last week. I want to miss my buddy Big Al, but Marshawn Lynch was the house thug. Is he a thug, Dominic, in your mind?
I don't think he's a thug. It's just it's kind of a personality that he's taken on. The culture he grew up in, it's very hip hop, urban. I don't think he's a thug.
Is he a turd?
At times he can be, but also you're talking to a guy who's a huge fan of Marshawn Lynch. I love the guy. Can he be a pain in the ass sometimes to the media? Absolutely. But weeks after the Super Bowl debacle, he shows up on a TV show called The League and makes fun of the decision to pass the ball. So I love his sense of humor.
I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is he is what he is, and he is Oakland's very own, and that's about all I can say. I used to have to worry about him, not about saying anything about Marshawn Lynch on the air because I went in the Seminary Coffee Shop, but since that place is closed, I can say whatever I want, and I think Mr. Lynch is a turd. Now, let's talk about tomorrow's games, Charlie. Lay the odds out here. We talked about Carolina. What the other game?
Well, the other game with the Steelers and the Broncos. Yeah. Broncos obviously playing at home with Manning starting, 7.5, total 41.
Hey, are you really going to try to say that his wife received human growth hormones? I mean, if she received human growth hormones, she would be shaving, okay? She would be shaving.
I haven't tried to say anything.
I thought you were implying that earlier, that human growth hormone that was sent to his house wasn't for him.
I don't really know very much about that story. I know what I heard, and I know that he's going to sue, and I know that there was some strange reactions about his workout right when that story. He went through a big workout with them, with Denver, and it was right about the time that story broke. And you know, Gary Kubiak was making a big deal about this workout, and then after the workout was over, he was afraid to say anything about it. So I don't know what that's all about. All I know is Manning did have to heal from the injury, that kept him out about 6-7 weeks. So, then obviously he's back. He made a little cameo appearance. More than a cameo appearance, I guess, against San Diego. And, I think he should be ready to go. I mean, a lot has been made about all the interceptions he's thrown. And indeed, he is second in the league in interceptions, despite starting only 9 games. I think we're going to see something out of him on Sunday. If you watch him against the Chargers, you could see that, you could see the difference in terms of the command he had, even checking off plays at the line of scrimmage. And I think that's a very valuable part of his game. In other words, he'll go up there with an option as to whether to call the running play or the passing play, and he reads the defense. And, these are things that Osweiler doesn't have enough playing time, enough experience to really do yet. And I think in the playoffs, obviously, these kinds of things matter. Now, that having been said, you got to remember that even as Denver got off to this big start that they had this season, they were not winning games by a lot of margins. So take that into consideration, and also take into consideration that if Roethlisberger is in any position where he can throw the ball, he can make something happen. I mean, this is a guy who kind of carved up Denver's defense, which is the top defense in the league. And also, I think he threw for close to 500 yards against Seattle. So, I mean, this is not a guy. I mean, and granted, he won't have Antonio Brown, but there are other capable receivers in that lineup. I'm wondering whether this line is a little too big here. But I am also hesitant with Pittsburgh because of the fact that I know one big hit on Roethlisberger, one time he lands wrong, and you're going to see Landry Jones in the game, and then all bets are off. Really.
That's it. Without Big Ben, they don't have a chance.
I doubt it. I mean, a chance to win straight up? I don't think so. I mean, I just don't think that the Landry Jones can do that. I don't think that he can carry them past that, no.
So, Dominic, you think both the top-seeded teams are going to win tomorrow?
I really think Pittsburgh's going to win tomorrow, and I think Seattle's actually going to win. So I'm actually going to take both road teams and both lower-seeded teams there.
Zach Attack from the City of Angels, where are you going with that tomorrow?
I just think Seattle's going to win tomorrow. I feel more confident picking that. And then for the other game, I think I'm going to lean towards the Broncos just because I think the Steelers are just too banged up to really hang in that game.
Hey, Charles J., what do you think of Chip Kelly coming to Frisco?
Well, I think this tells you that Colin Kaepernick probably isn't out of Frisco yet. I mean, you know, obviously was that talk about him getting released when, you know, when you know, come March, when these guys can get released. But he would seem to be a quarterback that Kelly could work with in the system that he likes to run. A lot of people have made noise about, well, why is Kelly getting another chance? Let's not forget something about Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly pretty much introduced this hurry-up style of play that a lot of teams in the NFL have adopted. And also, you know, that read option stuff as well, which some teams have worked with, you know, too. So, you know, he's an innovator. You know, he does, despite some of the limitations that, you know, with the NFL rules and the setup between plays, his team still was far and away had the highest pace in the NFL last season. It's just that they weren't executing.
Charlie, his claim to fame is coming to the Eagles after Oregon and having 2-10-6 seasons. I mean, that doesn't make him the next Don Shula.
Well, I don't think that San Francisco expected to hire the next Don Shula, and I don't think that that's the standard.
Wait. Is there a standard being applied out here in San Francisco?
Well, I don't know. I mean, listen, what I can tell you is that they've brought a guy aboard who was able to make things work a couple of seasons in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I think he made some bad personnel decisions, and I think that wrote his ticket out of there in that, you know, he kind of bullied his way into being in charge of personnel. And he brought Sam Bradford in, and Sam Bradford is a guy who was going to be no rushing threat. All right. So that's not a Chip Kelly offense. A Chip Kelly offense is, I think, can work with a guy like Colin Kaepernick. And I think that's what these owners had in mind when they were talking to him. And I'm sure that was discussed.
All right. Now, you say that Chip Kelly's been a bully in the past. Jed York is we don't like him here at all. I mean, I don't even really consider the team mine anymore. They moved to Silicon Valley. I consider him the San Jose 49ers or whatever, Santa Clara 49ers. But Jed York is not he's admitted to not being a football genius, but, you know, he's going to be calling the shots here still. This guy's got to be a yes man. If you're not a yes man, you can't get the job. I think that's what I've been told.
Well, I think it was agreed to that I forgot the general manager's name there, but, you know, he was going to make the personnel decisions and
Dominic
Kelly was going to coach.
Dominic, who's the GM?
Trent Baalke.
Yeah, that's right. Bogey's going to make the majority of the decisions.
There was a clear division of authority there that was made before the hire, because I don't think Chip Kelly had any, pardon the pun, any chips to play here in terms of being the guy that, you know, in the words of Bill Parcells, you know, was going to go to the grocery store and buy the goodies, and, you know, because he had to cook the food in the end, you know. You know, that's the setup. That's the arrangement. And I think it'd be interesting to see him getting another shot here.
Charles J of Plays by J. That's PlaysByJay.com. Charlie, all the best. We'll talk next week.
Okay, thank you so much. Take care, guys.
That's right, PlaysByJay.com. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Network, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. We're having some fun. You want to join us? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Because there is no mountain high enough.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
All right, here to take us through this year's list is our own Robin Thede.
Now, I hold in my hand the names of the black film stars and directors who are going to be screwed out of nominations this year. Because the only black people in Hollywood getting any love are the ones Sandra Bullock keeps adopting. All right, here we go. The nominees to be snubbed are Will Smith in Concussion.
Whoa! Oh, my God, really? That's a surprise, Robin. I thought white people loved Will Smith.
They adore Will Smith, but nobody saw that movie. Only white actors can win Oscars for a movie that nobody saw.
Hey, really?
Larry, you don't need to be Stephen Hawking to understand that science.
Got it. All right, so who else won't be nominated?
Okay, our next non-white non-nominee is Creed star Michael B. Jordan. Yes!
Robin, why are you so excited? He's not going to be nominated.
I know, but it's still the Oscars.
Oh. All right, so what's the deal with him? I mean, he was great in that movie.
He's a black man who punches people. Does that sound like acting to you, Larry? I mean, most Academy voters think Creed is a documentary.
Oh, come on, Robin. Robin, that's unfair. Look, Christian Bale won an Oscar for The Fighter.
Exactly, as a good white boxer. Now, that's what I call a transformation.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Wrapping up hour number one. So both black sports flicks got panned at the Oscars. That's right. Concussion, Creed, didn't make the cut. Why? Who knows? It is what it is, baby. Hour number two still to come. NFL still a little bit. The NBA, Major League Baseball, combat sports, the WBC heavyweight title on the line tonight. Of course, Deontay Wilder, the American hope for the World Heavyweight Championship, of course, currently held by Tyson Fury. Combat sports and more brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Straight up, WBOBoxing.com or follow the WBO on Facebook. Straight up, this is your Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Stay tuned. Hour number two still to come, live all across America, live from the West Coast and the Sports Byline Studios.
Radio News with John DeMaster.
Well, economic sanctions being lifted against Iran as part of the nuclear deal reached between the Islamic Republic and the U.S. and five other world powers. This comes as an American Christian pastor among five people released by Iran in what's been described as intense international diplomacy between Tehran and Washington. Our own John Clemens has that story.
Pastor Saeed Abedini had been in prison in Iran for 3 years. Jordan Sekulow of the American Center for Law and Justice told us about his reaction to Abedini's release.
Well, it's great news. It's a long time coming for Saeed Abedini, for the other Americans who have been released in Saeed's case. It was over 1,200 days that he's been imprisoned because of his Christian faith.
David Curry of Open Doors said, even with the release of people like Abedini, we can't forget about the others. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio Headline News. For more news, we're on the web at westernjournalism.com.
The fight to preserve Western civilization and Western values in America is more important than it's ever been, and that's why you'll want to be at the Western Conservative Conference in Scottsdale, Arizona on March 18th and 19th. It's the premier gathering of conservatives in the Western United States. It's the event you don't want to miss. Conservative stars from around the country will be there, including Governor Mike Huckabee.
Military is not a social experiment. The purpose of the military is kill people and break things.
America's Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Bringing the illegal immigration problem back to the forefront.
Keynote speaker and former presidential candidate Herman Cain.
The American dream is under attack.
But the good news is we are fighting back.
For more information, go to westernconservative.org. Register now for March 18th and 19th. Sign up for early bird pricing and see the confirmed list of speakers and sponsors. Get involved with the fight for our future at westernconservative.org.
Two men in Virginia facing charges related to terrorism. The Department of Justice saying that Joseph Hassan Farouk was arrested Friday at the Richmond International Airport as he was trying to get on a flight to Chicago. Mahoud Amin Mohammed Al-Sahan was arrested after allegedly driving him to the airport. Federal prosecutors say Farouk planned to travel to Amman, Jordan, then on to Syria, where he planned to join ISIS. While the Wall Street stocks continued plunging this week, USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Personal finance expert Jordan Goodman saying he doesn't think this is just going to be a short-term dip in the market.
This has been the worst beginning of a year in economic history. Nothing ever close to this. That is telling you something. So I think we're going down at least another 20% in the Dow.
A continuing plunge in Chinese markets and the latest data on the U.S. economy adding to investor jitters as the Commerce Department says retail sales unexpectedly fell in December. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For more news, we're online at westernjournalism.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The Coast Guard continuing their search off the coast of Hawaii for 12 Marines missing since their helicopters collided during a training exercise. Witnesses say the choppers went down in a ball of fire late Thursday night north of Oahu. So far, searchers have found an empty life raft and debris. Vin Scully, a legendary announcer for the LA Dodgers, gets a big honor for his decades behind the microphone. Scully receives a Lifetime Achievement Award for the LA Sports Council during a ceremony next month. He said the upcoming season is likely his last behind the microphone. In Maryland, because of some backlash from various religious groups, Howard County Schools add a few holidays to their calendar. We get details from USA's Melody Burkatz.
The board felt strongly that we need to recognize the diversity in the county, and we needed to find a way to do that in a fair and consistent manner.
L. Flynn Giles is the vice chair of the school board, which on Thursday approved adding days off for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and two Muslim high holidays in the 16-17 school year. A study is also being commissioned to determine if those religious holidays and others should be permanently added to the calendar.
A winning Powerball couple from Tennessee says they plan to head back to work next week. John and Lisa Robinson claiming one-third of Wednesday's record jackpot. They did that yesterday. Lottery officials say that works out to about $327 million after taxes. They say aside from splurging on family members, they don't plan to change their lifestyle or quit their jobs. This is USA Radio Headline News.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable. Yeah, baby. My kids never had noise. The Queens win it. 1-0. Yeah, baby.
And a steal. Fumble. Inside. The freshman up.
You're listening to Sports Overnight
Weekend.
And here's Johnny Taco.
Taco Man Radio is live on the air. From the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, this is hour number two, of course, of the only live sports show on the continental USA, straight up, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. I'll be joined in a minute by my all-stars. Talk about Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young. And then there were six, as in NFL teams left. For the NFL Super Bowl, of course, Super Bowl 50, just right around the corner, down in Santa Clara, California. Straight up, gonna rock, man, gonna rock. Definitely, New England's gonna be there. And we know that Arizona's gonna be there. But who's gonna be there from tomorrow? Who's gonna be there from the Sunday game? Straight up, Sunday, Seattle, Carolina, the number 16 versus the number 1 team. And, of course, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the number 6 team in the AFC, taking on the number 1 team in the AFC. I'm talking about the Denver Broncos. What's happening there? Straight up, lots and lots of NFL to talk about. Major League Baseball, a lot of free agent signings. Combat sports, the WBC heavyweight titles on the line tonight. I'm talking about Deontay Wilder, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist from Alabama. Straight up, lots of things to talk about. Plus, we've got some... We'll have a little fun tonight. Just put it to you like that. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and AFN Radio.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip.
Afrin starts working in seconds
and
keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans aren't for every business, but billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow, not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to research the private equity loan sector at BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get. That's BusinessLoansNow.com, BusinessLoansNow.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You know, they announced Vin Scully, the famed announcer, of course, him continuing on and getting this award and writing a book and all that kind of good stuff. I hate to say it, but every time that I hear Vin Scully's name mentioned, I think they're going to say he's dead. Dominic, is it wrong for me to say that?
Not at all, especially with all the celebrity health or lack thereof we've had in the last couple of weeks. I don't blame you.
I mean, every time I hear the name Vin Scully, I start to cringe. The guy's like 91, right?
And that's probably a little high, but yeah, he's ballpark around there, no pun intended.
Good enough. Speaking of ballpark, let's talk Major League Baseball now. With the World Series, of course, is over with, the 2016 season's about to go. Where are we at? What have been the big changes from 2015 to 2016 regarding free agents and things like that?
All right, so we'll start with the Giants. You know, they added Jeff Samardzija, they added Johnny Cueto, and that's after they missed out on Zach Greinke. I'll let Zach expand on Greinke in a bit. The Giants also signed Denard Span to a 3-year deal, so he'll be their new leadoff hitter and their left fielder. And then the Dodgers missed out on a couple moves. Zach, tell me about all those Dodgers. It looks like they were primed to have a great offseason. They had all this money, and they kind of struck out on a few big names.
Yeah, it seems like they just decided to focus on their, like, farm talent more. That's the only thing that you could really think of. I mean, I don't see how they're going to be better than last year. They haven't really added anything to improve what they currently had. I mean, maybe with the new manager, maybe that'll bring improvements, but I don't think that baseball managers matter all that much, you know? So at the end of the day, it's kind of a disappointing offseason for the Dodgers.
But according to Dave Perry, the great baseball writer, he says the Dodgers are favored to win the NL West.
I mean,
what? I mean, no, come on.
I don't know if I would favor them. That's what I was trying to say. I think I would probably favor the Giants.
Dominic, what do you think about that? The Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw, are they going to win the NL West?
I think the Giants win it, but I don't have a problem with the Dodgers being the favorites. They've still got Kenley Jansen at the back end of the bullpen. They may have missed out on Aroldis Chapman. They may have missed out on Hisashi Iwakuma, but they did get Japanese star pitcher Kenta Maeda and Scott Kazmir. So I think they'll be okay. The rotation is still a huge question mark without Zach Greinke behind Clayton Kershaw, though.
Okay, according to the aforementioned writer I just mentioned, Clayton Kershaw, Hyun-Jin Ryu, Scott Kazmir, Kenta Maeda, Brett Anderson, Brandon McCarthy, Mike Bolsinger, Alex Wood, Brandon Beachy. What do they all have in common, Dominic?
They're all just okay after Kershaw?
Yeah, this is about it.
Most of them are lefties.
But what I'm trying to say is that decent depth?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely depth, but there's got to be some kind of line where you might be deep, but having a bunch of guys that are, you know, 3, 4, or 5 starters and only one ace, you got to find the right kind of balance there. The Giants have the right guys up top now, but they have far less depth than the Dodgers.
Interesting. And Zach, the Giants, I don't know. You know, the Giants, I've written them off. They've come back. They won World Series. They won 3 World Series in 5 years. One more can be said. It's a dynasty in the making. But do you think there's a comeback in the Giants as far as playing major league positive baseball this year and, like, getting into the playoffs and looking good? Or are they just going to be another rebuilding year?
Well, you know, the Giants seem to be doing this thing where they're winning the World Series every 2 years, and they didn't win last year, so maybe they'll win this year because
I didn't expect that cheesy thing out of you. I expected that out of some guy from the corner just not talking. No, come on. Bottom line is, hey, my buddy Suspedes, is he going to sign this deal with the Baltimore Orioles or what, Dominic? What's going on with this guy?
You know, I have no idea what's going on with Suspedes. The market for the outfielders has been really slow besides Jason Hayward. Justin Upton's still out there. You know, Denard Span's off the board. Cespedes is still there. I don't know. I've read a lot that the Cespedes and Upton are starting to consider taking just a 1-year offer and kind of bet on themselves this season and see if they can get that huge contract next year. I don't know if he's going to go with Baltimore or not. I'm interested to see not only where these guys go, but what kind of deal they sign, because it seems like the huge money for the outfielders is not there this offseason.
You know what, Zach? Every time guys bet on themselves, just the way that Dominic put it, where guys bet on themselves for one season, I sort of think they all cheat in that season. They all seem to slim down and get beautiful bodies and things like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, it's definitely interesting to think about.
I mean, like the panda, Mr. Sandoval. Remember? I mean, he got when he thought he was going to contract re-sign with the Giants, he slimmed his ass down.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's kind of crazy, like the way that baseball players are just so interchangeable these days.
So how's he going to be? Reacted to in Boston this year, Dominic, Mr. Sandoval?
I think Boston's going to more than give him a second chance, but man, after last season, there's going to be some expectation just because of his track record. Sandoval has been an all-star. He has been a World Series MVP. He's moving to a new league, so I think Boston fans are going to be a little forgiving, like, okay, hey, new league, his first season, the entire team was pretty bad. Let's see what he can do in year two. The thing that concerns me, though, is his glove was atrocious. The bat, I understand that not traveling well and translating well to a different league, but his glove shouldn't lose his ability to field. Sandoval was a gold glove caliber third baseman for the Giants, and he, I think, led the American League in errors at third base. So I don't think he's going to turn it around the way Boston is paying him. I don't think he'll reach those numbers, but it's pretty hard to not improve on last year's numbers for Sandoval.
Mr. Sandoval, of course, was the panda here, and that was because he ate at the Chinese restaurant all the time, the Panda Express, or what? Dominic?
Yeah, it was partially that.
That and his body shape?
His body shape, his agility at third base, his ability to be spry, if you will. And I think Randy Wynn actually called him that back near the beginning of Sandoval's career. So all those things piled on top of each other. and we have the Kung Fu Panda.
Okay, what happens? What's happening with last year's Cy Young Awards? Talking about Dallas Keuchel and Jake Arrieta.
Yeah, Keuchel already went to arbitration. He got a huge raise, actually. It's going to be the largest arbitration salary given to a guy in his first year. The previous record was Dontrell Willis and David Price at $4.35 million. Dallas Keuchel is going to get $7 million next year. I don't know what he was making prior to that last year, but it's not going to be a lot. So he's in for a huge raise. Arrieta, I don't believe his arbitration numbers are in yet, but he's in line for a huge raise too. I like Arrieta to repeat what he did last year more than Keuchel. I have seen a lot more Arrieta than Keuchel, so I think that's why I'm going to lean that way. But I love what Arrieta can do. You know, I've spoken with former catcher John Baker. He's worked with Arrieta. He's seen what he's done before. And what the Cubs pitching coaches have done for Arrieta, as opposed to what he was doing in Baltimore, is they're letting him be himself. And, man, the transition from what he was in Baltimore, a guy that had 4 ERA, to a Cy Young winner is absolutely astounding.
Speaking of Baltimore, they re-signed Chris Davis. Is that a plus for them?
Yeah, it's a huge deal for them. There was a point where it sounded like Davis was trying to get more money out of them, and there was talk of Baltimore maybe pulling the deal off the table, which I think would have been worst-case scenario for both teams and both parties involved. Chris Davis going back to the Orioles, it's a good contract for everybody involved. He's going to go and do his thing and hit more home runs at Camden Yards.
Where's Drew Storen ended up? Where's he going?
Drew Storen got traded from the Nationals to the Blue Jays, so he went from not being the closer, being dethroned as the closer from the Nationals, and then he got traded. Now he's gonna go be not the closer in Toronto. I feel for the guy. He's a very good pitcher. He's shown he can close at the big league level, and he's just gotten some awful breaks over the last year and a half.
Straight up, lots of things to talk about. Of course, we've got the NBA still to come. We've got combat sports still to come. We've got lots of radio still to come to the top of the hour. We are live from the Left Coast, folks. Live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, of course, and the Sports Byline Studios. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Of course, this is Taco Man Radio, live, open phone lines, coast to coast, all around America, Canada, Puerto Rico. Take that back. Anywhere in the world, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Combat sports, NBA, lots of things still to talk about. Of course, talk some pro wrestling if you want as well. 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
I'm Ron Barr. Every weeknight, I'll be talking to some of the biggest names in sports. So join me on Sports Byline USA and online at sportsbyline.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The WBC heavyweight champion, I'm talking about Deontay Wilder, unbeaten now, 36-0, something like 34 knockouts. Knocked out the best, I guess I could best describe him as another nondescript opponent. I'm talking about Arthur Spitzkilla, of course. Spitzkilla coming in a tremendous underdog, 7.5-1 underdog. And Zach Attack, Deontay Wilder unloaded that big bomb there, huh?
Yeah, he landed a short right-hand counter in the ninth round that... I mean, that's an early candidate for knockout of the year. That was brutal.
That was brutal. Lights out, baby.
Yeah, he was out for a while. I was actually concerned for a second, but it looks like Spilka's okay, so that's always good to know.
Now, Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury had an exchange. Tyson Fury was, this is sort of good. This is what's missing from the game. These two, you know, name heavyweights. If of course, it's not the Tyson-George Foreman, my Muhammad Ali type of heavyweight division, but the fact that the top guys and the heavyweights are showing up at each other's fights, that's good stuff.
Yeah, it is, and it made me laugh, the commentary at the end. Fury, I mean, he's known to be like an ultra-religious guy, and Deontay Wilder said, Fury's over here running around like a preacher. If he steps in the ring with me, I'm going to baptize him.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Of course, Deontay Wilder, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. Has he progressed well enough? I mean, you're the boxing analyst. Is he come along? He's got 36 fights now, or 37 fights, whatever it is. Is he at a point in time where he should just be fighting the very best, and not guys like Ronnie Shields' trainer, this guy, Arthur Spilka? I mean, come on, talk to me.
Hey, you're the boxing expert here, Pedro, but I mean, I think Arthur Spilka, he was the number five ranked WBC contender. I think he's not a bad fighter. I mean, his only loss is to Bryant Jennings, who's a pretty decent fighter too. This is actually one of the best opponents that Wilder's fought. And if he does fight Povetkin next, Alexander Povetkin, I think that would be like a step in the right direction for him. That's probably one of the best opponents he can fight, especially since Fury and Klitschko are fighting each other.
But last time I saw Bryan Jennings, the guy from Philadelphia who's been on the show in the past, last time I saw Bryan Jennings, he was eating those uppercuts from that Luis Ortiz guy.
Well, yeah, Luis Ortiz, I mean, that's the real King Kong. He's going to be a problem in the heavyweight division. So, I mean, there's no shame in losing him. And Bryan Jennings actually did, he had his moments in that fight. He just was no match for those uppercuts.
When you get knocked out that way, Zach Attack Young's our guest, of course. He appears on Ring Talk Live Worldwide Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Our boxing and MMA guy. And, of course, he talks general sports as well. What do you think of this IBF title tonight? I talked to the Czar Glazkov and Charles Martin. Charles Martin, this is for the IBF heavyweight title. Of course, they stripped Tyson Fury, what, in like 2 weeks? Didn't he win the title 2 weeks ago? They already stripped him?
Yeah, that was pretty ridiculous. They stripped him, and I think it was kind of karma for Glazkov. He's had a lot of kind of controversial decision wins, and he finally got handed this title, and you saw what happened. I mean, he twisted his ankle and was unable to continue.
Now, David Haye came back. Of course, David Haye, the former heavyweight title, former light cruiserweight champion as well from the UK, a very controversial fighter, talented guy, been off 3 years with an injury. Can he come back? I mean, that torn shoulder, he ripped his shoulder apart. His shoulder was like garbage when they had to operate on it. It took him like 6 hours in surgery. Can he come back from that, Zach?
Hey, don't look now, but the heavyweight division is getting interesting, and I think he can come back, and we still got Anthony Joshua on the horizon. You know,
he looked robotic. Zach, he looked robotic the last time, though. If he was a 10 before that last fight, I brought him down to about an 8.9. He lost a point on that. Would you see the fight?
The fight today, yeah, it was a short fight. He didn't look the greatest, but, I mean, he still has really good power, especially at heavyweight. And I don't know, it'll be interesting. And maybe that'll make him – I mean, before you kind of would have favored him over some of these guys. Now it's like you're not so sure, so it actually makes it even more interesting.
Interesting. Before we go to the UFC, let's bring in Christian from I think he's Galveston County, Texas. What's up, big Christian?
Nothing much, Taco Man.
Say hello to Zach and Dominic.
Hello, Zach Attack and Dominic.
What's happening, man?
Nothing much, man. I just got a couple of questions to get off my chest. One pertaining to the Deontay Wilder fight, the other pertaining to the Chris Cyborg fight. First of all, when it comes down to Deontay Wilder, y'all saw how he defeated Artur Spilka tonight in Brooklyn via knife round TKO. And now Tyson Fury wants to basically challenge Deontay Wilder after he gets done with his rematch with Vladimir Dr. Steelhammer Klitschko. So I got to ask, ASK, do you think that fight will happen?
I think it's going to happen because I think both these guys want it to happen. When you've got guys going to other guys' fights, this is what makes boxing happen. Duran should show up at Leonard's fights. Leonard would show up at Benitez. I mean, this is just the way it was done. You antagonize guys by showing up at their fights. A lot of these guys, they stay home. And Mayweather doesn't go anywhere. He stays at home and tweets.
Yeah, let they Twitter fingers do the talking, basically.
Exactly.
Well, something to think of it, this is exactly what makes combat sports, and I just wish that it should happen more often.
Well, you know what? If these promoters would get out of the way, I think a lot of guys would like to get it off their chest and find out who really is the best guy. Because you know what? It's a little tough being a paper champion. Everybody says, yeah, he's the champion. But if he's a paper champion and everybody else knows, including the guy holding this paper title, knows that the other guy's the better fighter, that must be it. Hey, Zach, I don't think I could walk around being a fake champion. Could you?
No, I would have to prove it. And I mean, I think at the end of the day, these guys are going to prove it in the heavyweight division.
Speaking of heavyweights, Christian, do we need a super heavyweight division? Say cruiserweights to 200, heavyweights to 225, anything over that? Or take them at heavyweights to 240, anything over 240 super heavyweights?
Well, to be honest, I think the true super heavyweight division stopped when Butterbean stopped fighting in boxing.
Oh, Butterbean Esch, of course. Eric Butterbean Esch, bit of a sideshow. Of course, a lot of his fights were, how shall we say them, prearranged? What?
Freak show.
No, prearranged. Remember those, he was part of that Operation Matchbox scam down there in Las Vegas where the top-ranked fights were being fixed by Bob Arum's underlings.
Oh, right.
Yep. Pedro doesn't forget. I'm the one that broke that. That's why Arum doesn't let me in his shows anymore. but that's okay. Anyway, Christian, what else is on your mind? UFC tomorrow night, TJ Dillashaw and Dominic Cruz. Talk to me, baby.
Well, I'm not really interested in that fight right now. I'll probably talk to you on your show tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. But when it comes down to the Chris Cyborg fight that happened against Daria Ibrahimova, which she defeated via, I think it was, first round TKO or something. But still, do you think it's about time that the UFC just go ahead, let Chris Cyborg into the octagon?
They don't want Chris Cyborg around. You know why? Cyborg would probably rule Ronda Rousey. But I don't think – here's what's up. The fight she has with Holly Holm's willing to fight her at 145, too. That was amazing. But the fight she would have with Holly Holm, that would be an interesting fight because you got a battle of styles there. You got the monster and Cyborg Santos who can throw anybody out of the octagon. And then you've got Holly Holm who can handle anybody with her hands and her feet in the octagon. So that's going to make for a great contrast in styles.
Yeah, and come to think of it, if Holly Holm defeats Misha Tate in her first women's bantamweight title defense, that'll make that even more interesting.
Holly Holm's going to take on Misha Tate instead. It looks like that fight's going to go in April or May. Zach, Misha Tate's a good fighter. She's good looking too, but she can't beat Holly, can she?
No, she can't. I mean, I actually think she might be able to put up a better fight than Ronda Rousey did. And that sounds crazy because I know Ronda Rousey's beaten her twice. But styles make fights, and Misha Tate's actually a pretty good MMA striker. I mean, I still think she's going to get beat by Holly Holm, but I think she'll put up a better fight than Ronda Rousey, which is not saying too much.
Hey Christian, I got to ask you this. Ronda Rousey fights Holly Holm 14 times. Holly Holm beats her 19 times, right?
You might have to do your math a little bit more.
Okay. Let me say 100.
You know what? I think that if Holly Holm faces off against Ronda Rousey more times than not, she would win like 95% of the time.
Ronda's not going to get close enough, baby. And when she does get close enough, this chick's got good grappling skills. And guess what? She's strong. She's amazing. Why is it? I mean, Zach and I have had a problem. This we can't really accept. I mean, we're accepting it now. But beforehand, we were like queer to the idea that Holly Holm had a chance to even beat Ronda Rousey. And not only she beat her, she licked her like a stamp. If they were women, if they were same-sex marriage, it'd be domestic violence.
Right, it would. But still, I stand by my statement that if Holly Holm were to face off against Ronda Rousey more times than not, 95% of the time, Ronda would lose all those fights.
Okay, real quick. Eddie Alvarez and Anthony Pettis. Anthony Pettis, a former lightweight champion of the UFC. Alvarez, former Bellator champion. Pettis is a 4-1 favorite. He deserves to be a 4-1 favorite?
You know what? I think he does, but if you think about it, hasn't Alvarez fought more recently than Pettis, or is it the other way around?
I think you got it right there. One real thing. Between Dominic Cruz and T.J. Dillashaw, if you were T.J. Dillashaw, would you be kicking Dominic Cruz in his knee?
No. That would be too easy. I would just jab him all the way until he starts to give up. But I'll talk to you more about that fight on your show at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Christian. That's Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time, an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA. We can go for 2 hours tomorrow night. Tomorrow day, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Live from the Left Coast, as is this show, live from the Left Coast. Of course, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'll go through the NBA scores after the break, and then I'll put my guys on the spot. Tell me something I don't know, my favorite part of the show. Open phone lines, coast to coast, all around the world. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live on Sports Byline.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Fascinating.
Time for the sports byline, NBA area, NBA scoreboard. The Lakers. Well, what can I say about the Lakers? Lakers came up short in Utah, 109-82. The Clippers. Well, the Clippers came up short as well at home against Sacramento, 110-103. Some other scores in the NBA. The Knicks fell short to Memphis, 103-95. And Boston prevailed over the Wizards, 119-117. Brooklyn came up short against Atlanta at Atlanta, 114-86. And a stunner, the world champion Golden State Warriors, a team that can never lose, got pummeled tonight in Detroit, 113-95. That's your sports byline update. Of course, speaking of sports byline, of course, we're here each and every Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time, live on the West Coast, live on the West Coast, the only show live on the West Coast, folks, at this hour, 10 p.m., of course, midnight, 2 hours of Sports Overnight America, Johnny talking to his all-stars each and every Saturday night. Dominic Jimenez, what's happening in the NBA besides the Warriors getting smoked tonight?
Yeah, you know, it's funny that with so much attention to the Warriors, now they're on a little bit of a losing streak. And as always, it seems like this is the case. We're not talking about the Spurs. They've won 10 straight. They're only two back of the Warriors, and they're set for a collision course in Oakland on January 25th. I cannot wait for that game.
Interesting. So why are the Warriors losing now? Are they just human?
I think that they're showing that they're human, and there's a couple other things. I think they're starting to reach the point in the season where they need Steve Kerr back. Luke Walton has done an amazing job as the interim coach. I'm taking nothing away from him, but he's limited as a coach. Steve Kerr is a superior coach. It's no question about it. So I think they need Steve Kerr back to, you know, reinstill some certain things, to get game plans altered a little bit, just doing what a good, a great head coach can do. And another issue that I saw, it was really prevalent tonight, was the lack of a bench scoring option. Iguodala way too inconsistent. Barnes was 1-for-11 tonight. Barbosa's been hurt and he's inconsistent. They don't have a go-to guy on the bench that they can count on producing, putting points on the board, you know, 10 points a game. They need that guy. So before the trade deadline comes around, I think that's going to be the one area that the Warriors are going to need to address.
2016, why don't they put a headset on Walton and have Steve Kerr coach from home?
I think part of it is the stress of the game situations are part of the problem.
Then you know what?
Kerr's
if he
pain.
Can't handle the stress, he's got to go. I'm sorry. We have a team that needs a coach here, okay? And either Walton's going to be the full-time coach, you're going to give him the coaching position, or this guy's going to be able to come back at a specific time. I don't think we should be able to just wait and wait and wait. He's done some great things. He was coach of the year or should have been coach of the year and brought the team to a world title and things like that. But I got to tell you, man, we need a coach that can be there available for the team. We don't need a coach that's a great coach, but he's on the bench at home.
I thoroughly disagree with that. He's injured. It's like any player. You pay the player to be on the court, but if he can't be on there, you're not going to get rid of him and dump him aside for the backup. It's not going to happen. Steve Kerr, he had two back surgeries. He had spinal fluid leaking. He's hurt. That's all that is he's hurt. He's been at practices. He's almost back. Just hang on another week or so. He should be back.
Now, Zach, being Donald Sterling's stepson, Donald Sterling would have probably dumped Steve Kerr, huh?
Yeah, he probably would have. He probably would have replaced him with somebody. I don't even. He probably would have replaced him with Brian Scalabrine or something.
Or Donald Trump. open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. So what else is happening in the NBA, Dominic?
Here's a little fun thing for you, Johnny Taco. I was going to save it for what you don't know, but since we're talking basketball, let's do it. Your boy, Dougie McBuckets, 17 points on Thursday night. I thought you needed to know that in case you hadn't seen that yet.
Hey, I don't even need Viagra tonight after that one, baby. Dougie McBuckets gets me up.
I should have started the show with that. My apologies.
We're going to say it would have been a big letdown. Then, of course, we talked about combat sports and the fact that a world heavyweight champion named Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder are going to battle out for a title once held by the great Muhammad Ali. But that's another story for another day. Continue, Dominic.
Yeah, another big storyline. You know, it's the Kobe Bryant retirement tour. He has in the past said he wants to play in one more Olympics. He wants one more.
He's
he wanted
done.
To play in Rio. He's actually his name's. He withdrew his name from consideration. Yeah. He said, "You know, I've had my time. Kobe's a two-time gold medalist. It's time for the young guys." Kobe officially will not play in the 2016 Olympics, and I think that's the right thing to do, despite the fact that he's leading all-star voting right now. He can't even understand it. He's leading all-star voting. It's a whole sentimental vote. And he doesn't. Kobe has no business starting the All-Star game.
Zach, he was taken out of the game tonight with Utah Jazz having an Achilles injury. I guess did he hurt his Achilles sneezing?
His Achilles has been sore the last few games, and I mean, to Kobe's credit, he's still trying to go out there and give the fans a show because the tickets are selling out in these arenas that don't normally sell out just because Kobe's there, and the average ticket price is like nine times what it normally is.
Sounds like the NBA ripping people off.
In a way, I mean, but the demand is just so high for the tickets because everybody wants to see like a once-in-a-generation player play for the last time in their arena.
You know, I got to ask you guys a question. I used to be a ticket scalper, and I'm an admitted. I've admitted. In fact, I've hustled tickets as of a couple of years ago. I was hustling tickets to a Valentine's Day concert and doubled or tripled my money and things like that. So I have a ticket scalper. Is ticket scalping, is that kosher, Dominic, to you?
I don't think it's kosher, but it's going to happen, you know, especially.
Why
you know,
is it not kosher? If I'm willing to go out and spend $600 and buy like five tickets 3 months before the event and hold on to for 3 months and run the risk of something happening in between the event not happening and things like that, okay, if I'm willing to invest that kind of money, why shouldn't I get some kind of reward?
Well, the one thing that I look at in terms of ticket scalping like that where it's a problem is, you know, say there's a high demand event and as soon as tickets go on sale, the scalper goes and buys up 10 tickets and say regular average Joe that really wants to go to this event doesn't get that opportunity to buy the tickets. That's the main reason I have an issue with scalping, but it's just part of the game. You just kind of have to accept it.
Zach, isn't that the way it is, though? I mean, the bottom line is, if there weren't scalpers there, corporate America, I mean, we talk about the big-time fights in Las Vegas. 75% of those tickets are eaten up by the other hotels in corporate America, so it's not really the average fan that's going to these fights anyway.
Yes, yeah, scalper's going to scalp, and I mean, if you really want to go to an event that bad, I don't know. I mean, it's a way some people make money. It's not the most legitimate way. It's not the best way.
Oh,
but
you guys are essentially calling me a no good here. They're on my own show. My co-hosts are saying to me, "You're a turd. You scalp tickets. Shame on you."
In a way.
Dominic didn't say a word there. He knew better. Thank you so much. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Here's something you might not have known. Ted Marchibriota. He was a former coach of the Ravens and the Colts. He passed away at the age of 84. Pretty good coach, and he always talked a good game. Born in 1931, he lived himself a pretty good life there, 85 years straight up. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but he was a damn good coach. Don't you think, Dominic?
Yeah, just I looked over that an article on his passing. I hadn't heard of him, but I after reading it, he had a solid career as a coach.
Okay. Now, we get to talk about that part of the show, which I love. I love this part of the show because if these guys don't know what's happening, I sort of get frustrated, and so will you. The bottom line is this is tell me something I don't know. No, I'm not talking about the fact I'm broke. I know that. Dominic, tell me something I don't know, baby.
Miami Heat center Hassan Whiteside did something that hasn't happened in over 3 years. It was the first non-assist triple-double in the NBA since Joakim Noah back in 2013. Hassan Whiteside, 19 points, 17 rebounds, and 11 blocks. He threw his own block party. Dave Chappelle's got nothing on Hassan Whiteside from the other night.
Speaking of Noah, is Noah done? Is he through with the Bulls or what?
I don't think he's done with the Bulls, but he's going to miss most, if not all, of the season with shoulder surgery, which means more minutes for Dougie McBuckets.
My man, Dougie McBuckets. I like Dougie because he's got the complexion and the connection. What am I trying to say? Oh, I just said it. A little preference for a white athlete. Why am I doing that? Because there are not too many white guys in the NBA, and I cheer for the white guys in the NBA as I cheer for the black guys in the NBA. I cheer for everybody in the NBA. Bottom line is, Zach Attack Young, now your turn. You tell me something I don't know.
Well, did you know that every ball used in Major League Baseball is dirty? They actually dip every single ball into this mud that's near the Delaware River. And they've been doing that way for 75 years. I thought that was interesting. They want the balls to not have like that really slick look to them, so that they'll have them dipped in mud.
You know, I had one baseball that was hit in batting practice, I think by Bobby Bonds. I think it was Bobby Bonds that hit this. Yeah, Bobby Bonds hit this ball, and it bounced he hit it to the opposite field. It bounced off the left field wall over there, so we ended up getting this foul ball. And I thought it was a great thing. You know what I went out and did with it? I played baseball with it, and I ruined the ball. But wait, that's not the worst. Dominic, Zach Tack, I got a great one for you. Ron Marshall, a guy I used to hang with when I was a kid, he had a Babe Ruth signed baseball, and he took it out and played with it, and you know what happened?
The dog ate it.
No, man, the autograph got scuffed up, and the baseball was destroyed. But, you know, what's that worth, 15, 20 grand?
Yeah, easily. At minimum, five.
Very minimum five. Okay, Zach, back to you now. Tell me something I don't know, baby, one more time.
All right, well, there's never been a documented perfect March Madness bracket, ever.
Okay. You're not anticipating one for 2016, are you?
No, I don't think so, especially since Warren Buffett offered a billion to anybody who does it this year, and he's a pretty smart investor. I think he knows that there's not much of a chance of somebody getting a perfect bracket.
Okay, Dominic, one more time. Tell me, baby.
Kawhi Leonard has become one of, if not the best, two-way players in the NBA. And because he plays on the Spurs and you've got Duncan and those guys there, we don't talk about him. Kawhi Leonard is going to be right in the thick of things in the MVP race this year.
Interesting. Dominic Kometa, Zach Attack Young. Straight up, you were talking about March Madness. Of course, we're in January now. Baseball season is going to start in a couple of seasons. In fact, they just announced the opening days for all the Major League spring training camps, things like that. You know, 2015 was over just a minute ago, and now 2016 seems like it's taken off. And as I get older, and I try to tell people this, but as you get older, time and time and time, it just flies and flies and flies, folks. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. We're going to wrap things up for this segment, come back and talk some NFL, of course, tomorrow. The two playoff games to determine what's happening as far as the Super Bowl and the title games, NFC title game, AFC title game. Will Tom Brady be there again? Well, let's see what's happening here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Speaking of college basketball, Notre Dame's got a pretty good team, they tell me. We'll see what happens. They beat Duke again. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network all across America. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Hey, this is all across America from live from the West Coast. The left coast, the West Coast. Call it what you want. Live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. This is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Don't you want to get cooked yet? I have a plan. When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Nebraska does away with the death penalty. Instead, prisoners will be sentenced to life in Nebraska.
Sorry, Nebraska. That's Larry Wilmore. Got to give Larry some props. I want to thank Larry tonight. Of course, Charles J. was on the show tonight. Coach John Johnson, Larry Wilmore. What can I say? Larry Wilmore is part of the Tonightly Show. The Tonight Show. That's what I call it. Nightly Show on Comedy Central right after the Trevor Noah show and the Daily Show. I got to ask you, Dominic, you like Trevor Noah better than Jon Stewart?
I have not watched a single episode since Trevor Noah has taken over, so I cannot quite say if I like him better or not.
Boo, Dominic. Boo, Dominic. Zach, what do you think?
I think, honestly, I think I would still go with Jon Stewart, but we have a lot more evidence of Jon Stewart than we do of Trevor Noah.
But Jon Stewart has retired, you guys. What I'm trying to say is, you don't think he's doing a capable job, Trevor Noah?
Oh, yeah, he is. I thought you were asking if he was better. I was like,
I think he's doing a good job. Do you watch Larry Wilmore at all?
Yeah, well, I watch it. I think they're both funny.
Is Larry a little too black for you, Zach?
No, I was going to say, I think I actually prefer his show over Trevor Noah's show.
Dominic, you watch Comedy Central at all?
I watch a little bit of Comedy Central. I mainly watch At Midnight, which comes on right after Larry Wilmore. So I catch maybe the last 5 minutes where he keeps it 100 and all that.
That's a gas, too. That show's a gas. I mean, there's three shows in a row there, man. They just kick ass there on Comedy Central.
Yeah, I love Chris Hardwick. That show's the best.
Okay, now let's talk about tomorrow. This goes down, of course. This is setting it up for the NFC and the AFC title game. Of course, the New England Patriots were winners today, and that's so cool. And Arizona were winners today. And, of course, Sunday, the big game, Seattle at Carolina. Seattle is a 2-point underdog on the Pittsburgh and Denver. Denver's favored by what, 7, Dominic?
Yeah, they're favored by 7.
I guess that's bottom line is I'm going to put it to you. Where do we go tomorrow? Is there a bet here that we can bet on and make some money, or is this a day where we should just kick back and not bet? Zach, go first.
I think Denver is actually a safe bet tomorrow. I think the Steelers are just too banged up. And I know that Denver's not really the best either, but I just think they're healthier than Pittsburgh.
Dominic?
I'll take Pittsburgh in that one. I like them to cover that spread there more than there's too much questions with the quarterback situation in Denver.
Dominic Jimenez, Zach Attack Young, you guys just kick it, man. You know what I'm talking about. You guys are the two best co-hosts anybody in the world could ever have. Stellar job. I want to thank you both. Of course, look forward to next week. The bottom line is Johnny Talking is All-Stars because you guys are the great show that is. Thank you so much to the both of you.
Thank you, Taco.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you.
And Jasmine, you take good care of Jasmine Young. This is Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. In case you didn't know it, we are live from the West Coast. Saturday night is 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's live from the West Coast. 10 p.m. Pacific time each and every Saturday night. Take this out. I'll be joining Jerry Burke on some of these Sports Overnight America broadcasts during the week. This is Johnny Taco, and I'm out here. This is Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars.